Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages, also hosted on SoundCloud on Big Bang Sound, hosted by Stefan Oscar Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. We'll be right back with the show right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to this podcast today. Today's topic is how I dealt with addictions that set me free. So I had so many addictions because I had I don't know if you would call it an addictive personality, because I truly don't believe that. I think we're drawn to addictions because we have pain. That means I had lots of pain in my life. If I was addicted to something, it means I was addicted to hiding my pains. And I believe there's so many people out there in the world that are hiding their pains and not solving them. So how did I deal with it? Well, there's a few key moments in my life where I really started to identify and face them. So that is the key, was facing it. Facing my, not the addictions, but facing the pains that were surrounding my life and that was stopping me from moving forward. You know, I always had to make up lies and tell little secrets so I can go and dwell into my pains and my agonies that were stopping me from living the life that I've always wanted. And why was that? Because I was afraid to deal with them. That means I had to sort of, I would say, eliminate some of these non-supporters, if you want to call it that way. Because I had people in my life that were supporting my addictions. They weren't giving me alcohol or drugs and everything else. Well, there was, but the point is this, the surrounding people that was my, that I believed that I needed support, were not supporting. But the truth was, I was not supporting my own truth. I wasn't. I didn't want to face. So how, if I didn't want to face, how are they going to face? It's impossible. It's like a double-edged sword. Well, if I change, then you can support me. Boo, that's wrong. It didn't work for me. So when I started to dive into personal growth and truly understand and start facing and dealing with those issues in my own personal life, you know, it took steps. It took processes to really dive into it and really go, look in the mirror and ask myself these questions and ask the universe. And I asked this question, do I really want to hide my fears and pains anymore? When I was in my addictions. Yes, I did. Because it served me well. It served me towards that next bottle, next marijuana joint, next cigarette. Now that I've cleared and released all these, and have I released all my pains? Absolutely not. We're always identifying these certain things because they come into our life. These certain pains that come into our life, that came into my life. And I found these situations that bothered me, that made me nervous or feeling uncomfortable or an anxiousness. And I asked these questions, are they supporting me, these feelings? And absolutely they were, because they were telling me what I needed to see. If I had an anxious feeling, so why is this anxious feeling bothering me? If I had fear around something, then what is that fear and where is it coming from? Why was it stopping me from moving forward? Because I didn't want to step through. Because I wanted people to feel sorry for me. I wanted people to feel my pain. You got to feel my pain because it's so deep and so hard. So many people did so many bad things towards me. So I have to dive into a bottle. You have to understand that. And people don't care. And remember, people only care about what they're doing in life. The only person that's going to care for you is you. Means the only person that was going to care for me was me. I'm talking about my pains. No one cares. You know, they're going to have sympathy and empathy towards your pain, but they don't feel your pain. They're not living in your shoes. They're not feeling your pains. They don't have your brain. They didn't have my brain. I'm the one that has my brain, and I'm the one thinking it. So how did it serve me? It didn't serve me. It only kept me where I was at. And that was the swallower of life. It was eating me up inside. And I hated it. Disliked it. However you want to put it. Because I didn't want to face it. And that's one of those things that really bothered me, was I didn't want to face it. Didn't want to face my realities. Why am I not successful? Why is other people getting more than me? Why are my brothers getting more than me? Who cares? When I started to feel this, who cares what other people have? How about myself? And create it yourself. So I started creating my own. I started to realize and start facing step by step. If you want to face yours, then you have to look in the mirror and ask yourself, what do you want? What do you want to do? Do you want to sit there in your swallowed soup of nastiness? Or do you want to live in the ice cream parlor of life? And if it's not ice cream parlor, whatever it may be, if you want to have that nice, beautiful life that you've always wanted, you have to face it. And if you don't want to, then take responsibility for where you're going to be. How are you going to feel? You're going to always feel anxious, then you're going to feel anxious. That's your decision. That was my decision. I made that decision. I wasn't going to sit there anymore. And when the anxious and the anxiety feeling comes into my life, then I start to identify it. Where is it coming from? How to deal with it? How to face it? Yes, it is painful, but it at the end of that road and that path, I tell you, it feels so good when you're releasing that. It's like a euphoric feeling that comes over you. You're like, wow, I don't need a drink. I don't need to smoke marijuana. I don't need to smoke cigarettes because I have anxiety, depression. Don't have it anymore. That's one of those things you have to deal with, is what pains you have in your life. And how to deal with it? We can work together and we can figure it out together. But you have to be committed to doing it. Commit yourself to it. Commit yourself. So I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Big Bang Sound on SoundCloud and hosted by Stefanos Kerneff, CEO of Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth. I'll be right back right after this. Hello and welcome back, everyone. Let's do a little bit of a recap here. So the topic was today, how I dealt with addictions that set me free. I identified that it was not serving me. I identified what wasn't serving me in my life. Identified, number two, identified the pains of the situations that were in front of me. Number three, I took responsibility that I am creating 100% my reality in my life. No one else. So remember, always live the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and dreamed of. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.